guilty, Titus was not beyond suspicion of having instigated the spying incident in the first place. "Sorry," they had said. "We'd like to help. We really would." Now his father struggled to speak. "Skylar," he said, his lips like a rip in parchment. "Skylar, is that you?"
"I'm here, Dad. I never went away."
He sat down on the bedside stool and studied the grey, grimacing shell that bore so little resemblance to the father he had known before the stabbing. This was not the Titus Houseman who had been feared and loved in equal measure across the ship, and grudgingly respected throughout the flotilla. This was not the man who had rescued him from the nursery during the blackout, nor the man who had taken his hand and escorted him to the taxi and out beyond the ship for the very first time, showing him the wonder and terror of his infinitely lonely home. This was not the Caudillo who had gone into the berth ahead of his team, knowing full well that he might be walking into extreme danger. This was a faint impression of that man, like a rubbing taken off a statue. The features were there, and the proportions were accurate, but there was no depth. Rather than solidity, there was just a paper-thin layer. "Sky, about the prisoner." His father struggled to raise his head from the pillow. "Is he still alive?"
"Just barely," Sky said. He had forced his way into the security team after his father had been injured.
"Frankly, I don't expect him to last much longer. His wounds were a lot worse than yours."
"But you managed to talk to him anyway."
"We've got this and that out of him, yes." Sky sighed inwardly. He had told his father this much already, but either Titus was losing his memory or he wanted to hear it again.
"What exactly did he tell you?"
"Nothing we couldn't have guessed for ourselves. We're still not clear who put him aboard the ship, but it was almost certainly one of the factions they expected to cause some sort of trouble." His father raised a finger.
"That weapon of his. The machinery built into his arm."
"Not as unusual as you'd think. There were apparently a lot of his kind around towards the end of the war. We were lucky they didn't build a nuclear device into his arm, although that would have been a lot harder to hide, of course."
"Had he ever been human?"
"We'll probably never know. Some of his kind were engineered in labs. Others were adapted from prisoners or volunteers. They had brain surgery and psycho-conditioning so that they could be used as weapons of war by any interested power. They were like robots, except they were constructed largely of flesh and blood, and had a limited capacity to empathize with other people, where and when it suited their operational needs. They could blend in quite convincingly, crack jokes and share in small talk, until they reached their target, at which point they'd flip back into mindless killer mode. Some of them had weapons grafted into them for specific jobs."
"There was a lot of metal in that forearm."
"Yes." Sky saw the point his father was making. Too much for him to have made his way aboard without someone turning a blind eye, which only proves that there was a conspiracy, which we as good as knew anyway.
"We found the only one, though."
"Yes. In the days after the attack, the other sleeping passengers had all been scanned for buried weaponry. The process had been difficult and dangerous, but nothing had been found, which shows how confident they must have been."
"Sky, did he say anything about why he did it, or why they made him do it?"
Sky raised an eyebrow. This line of questioning admittedly was new. His father had concentrated only on specifics before.
"Well, he did mention something."
"Go on."
"It didn't seem to make an awful lot of sense to me."
"Perhaps not, but I'd still like to hear it."
"He talked about a faction which had discovered something. He wouldn't say who or what they were, or where they were based.